My injury happened on October 13th, 2014. I went up to catch a pass and I felt my knee pop. I didn't know exactly what happened, but I later found out I tore my patella tendon and, you know, had a successful surgery the next day and went from there. Some things I did to get better right away, just listen to the athletic training staff and you know, these guys have seen every injury. They know exactly what they're doing. So just listen to the things that they're telling me, what exercises I can do immediately right after surgery, what I can't do. Just making sure I'm in tune and on the same page with the athletic training staff so I can get healthy as quickly as possible. The rehab process has gone from very little to a lot as I've gotten more and more healthy. It started off early on as just, you know, leg raises and as many as I can do, different types of leg raises, side to side, forward and backward, just continuing to get blood flowing through the leg and beginning to get that the atrophy out of the knee and quad area. And then as I gotten stronger and better, you know, once I got out of the brace, I started to do things on the quad mill. I started to do some RDLs. I started to do some things on the slide board. As the weeks progressed and I've gotten stronger, we moved into the weight room and done some hamstring curls and some groin machine and some box jumps and squatting once I was able to, you know, get full range of motion and all those things. So all those exercises have helped me to this day to get better and better. Some of the challenges I've faced have just been personal things, just understanding that, you know, it can be monotonous sometimes. It could be, you know, tedious at times coming in every day. Sometimes, you know, there were a span of about the first 8 to 10 weeks where I was doing the same things every day. That was the hardest part for me is getting through that monotony and pushing through to the other end.